People ask me why a children's physician is concerned with peace and disarmament. And my answer is that if I'm convinced that the physical dangers of nuclear destruction are so much greater than the danger of death from the ordinary diseases and accidents, and if I'm convinced that the long-term effects of the psychological effects of the Cold War are worse than the ordinary family strains that I've made my career of discussing, then it seems to me it's up to a children's doctor and an advisor of parents to talk to parents about this too. An example of what I think is happening to children was described in one of the studies that was made of children's reaction to the Cold War. This was a fifth grade class who happened to be looking at photographs of the Russian countryside. And one of the photographs showed a tree-lined road. One of the children in the class asked, "What are the trees along the road for?" And two children in the class spontaneously volunteered answers. One child said, "The trees are to keep the people from seeing what's going on the other side of the road." The other child said, "They plant the trees in order to make work for the prisoners." To me, these are very sick attitudes for American children to be acquiring. We've always been proud, I think, of having brought up American children in the past to feel that they probably would be able to cope with whatever life had to offer. And I think that this is one of the reasons why Americans have been resourceful in coping with what life offered. And I think that we've been proud in the past of having brought up American children to be able to deal comfortably with people of all kinds and all ages. And this is one of the reasons that Americans have impressed people in other parts of the world with their friendliness and their capacity to deal cooperatively with people. But if we're going to bring up increasing proportions of American children with the feeling that our adversaries are going to outwit us and destroy us, I think they will be less effective people when they grow up. I think that they will be less and less stable so that they can be led more and more easily into war and other international ventures without protest. And I think that we will bring up increasing proportions of our children with a terrible suspiciousness of fellow Americans that will make the McCarthy period seem pale by comparison. The Greeks had a saying, "Whom the gods would destroy, they first drive mad." And the thing that terrifies me is not so much the actual military dangers that we've gotten into, but the fact that we seem to be progressively losing our sense of reality. And this is what is going to endanger our country more and more.